This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it is Halloween, and if you have not had a chance to watch this show this morning on Twitch or on YouTube, then let me inform you that Wiggy is Art the Clown from the Terrifier film franchise, and Courtney is Elphaba, the witch from Wicked.
Yep.
And Shime is, there's something up in the ocean.
Something is up in the ocean right now.
And Curtis is Ken Laird.
Excuse me, social distance, please.
Our boss, the lifeguard.
Yeah. Proper Ken, rejoin from Shime there.
Ken.
Writings on the wall for his departure.
Ken PR, as he used to be affectionately referred to on this show when he was the executive producer thereof. So great job on the costumes, all of you.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm very excited for Wicked to come out. I've been talking about it nonstop. I think that maybe we do a show, go viewing it together.
What?
When it comes
Wicked,
out.
The movie?
Yeah.
We
could bring listeners, maybe.
We could. What? Mm-hmm. So it's the...
I'm in.
It's the film version of the Broadway show?
Of the Broadway show. Yeah, so it's a prequel to Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
It's how the Wicked Witch of the West became the Wicked Witch of the West. Elphaba was very misunderstood.
Oh, she
And
was.
She goes to Shiz University. She meets Glinda.
Yeah.
And
wait
Glinda's...
a second. When she was riding her bike angrily down the street.
Well, that was in Wizard of Oz, yeah.
Yes.
But so the green one is the Wicked Witch of the East, the evil one. The good sister is the Wicked Witch of the West, so it's a prequel of the good sister or the bad
Both.
Sister?
Both.
Okay. Because in The Wizard of Oz, the Wicked Witch of the East, she's the mean one. That's the house that the house lands on her. And then the Wicked Witch of the West is, you know, because I love The Wizard of Oz like you.
I believe you are not correct. It's the Wicked Witch of the West.
The Wicked Witch of the East, bro!
No, the East is the mean one. The West is the good one.
Have you seen that video, Greg? It's one of the all-time great, like, internet memes where he's just yelling about the Wicked Witch of the East is a princess. It's amazing. If you haven't seen it, go check it.
Wicked. And I'm not dressed as anybody. I blew it. I didn't want to ruin the couple's costume by coming in solo, and I didn't come up with anything else, and I apologize.
No need to apologize.
I'm being soundly abused by it everywhere. Twitch chat, text line. Everywhere, so I understand.
I am the Wicked Witch of the West.
Okay. Of the West.
The East is what the house falls on, different witches.
So the West is the good sister?
They're both, those are sisters that are not, neither of them are good. Mm-hmm. Glinda is completely different.
Who's the green one in The Wizard of Oz?
Wicked Witch of the West.
Isn't that who you are?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But the house doesn't fall on the mean one. It falls on the sister.
Oh,
you don't meet the Wicked Witch of the East.
Curtis used to refer to Bill Belichick as the Wicked Witch of the East.
What a nice morning, not hearing that miserable SOB.
All right, rest of the news, please, if we could.
Yes, 500 Amazon workers sent a strongly worded email to their CEO, Matt Garman, suggesting that the return to the office policy is unfair and based on no data. So would you like me to read the opening of the letter?
Sure. I mean, how is this going to go over, would you guess, with the CEO?
Oh, I can tell you exactly because he's already responded.
Okay. All right.
The letter opens, "We were appalled to hear the non-data-driven explanation you gave for Amazon imposing a 5-day in-office mandate." That's how they open.
Uh-huh.
Garman has said in response, "If there are people who just don't work well in that environment and don't want to, that's okay. There are other companies around."
Okay.
Which is exactly how you should handle it.
Like, the guy, he's the boss. Everybody has a boss. He's decided that you're more productive when you actually go into the office.
Mm-hmm.
The data, there's no data. There's not, I mean, these are... I'm sorry, but they're spoiled, entitled people who are used to, they were trained to debate their parents when their parents told them that it was time to put the tablet down and go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And so they think that they, you know, their next move is to threaten the CEO because they don't want to go back in the office.
Okay. Yeah.
But I mean, that this has been the, they can leave.
Right.
Like, what yes. does Amazon owe them?
Well,
so, like, I just don't, like, it's...
A work-life balance, Curtis.
Right, but Amazon, you can't sue a private company to tell you that they should treat you better if they're, as long as they're not, like, abusing you in the workplace.
They're trying to hold them hostage. Mm. And I don't think it's going to work.
It's just wild.
Right. Yeah. We live in weird times. All right, what's next?
Two middle-aged women were on a road trip in Georgia. They were trying to reconcile their relationship when the mood struck. And the best location they could find to get it on was the lawn outside of a McDonald's in broad daylight. Passerbyers, patrons of McDonald's, called the cops, obviously, when they saw the two fully nude women engaging in sex on the lawn of the McDonald's.
Jeez.
And they were arrested for a misdemeanor, public indecency. If you're watching on Twitch, you can see their mugshots.
Oh. Okay. Oh, you could have kept those mugshots hidden.
They were in the mood for an MDB.
Wow. We are beach sexers.
Okay. That has to be in the running for least attractive photo of all time.
Wow. You ain't lying.
Holy cow.
So, man.
They were horned up, yeah. And the only place they could find was it right outside the McDonald's Playland?
Or, yeah, oh, my gosh. I hope not.
I
just had to.
I mean, oh.
Holy hell.
Boy. Hey, scary.
There is not enough gin in the planet.
Is this where the quarter pounder E. coli breakout occurred?
Oh,
or is that where
God.
It started? Or what was it? That is really...
I don't think they were on gin, Curtis. I think it was a little bit stronger than that.
Well, bath salts make you go wild.
Maybe meth.
Okay. A new law went into effect this week when it comes to airlines. Airlines are now required to issue actual refunds if your flight gets canceled or significantly delayed instead of vouchers.
I agree, this is Sean. Great. All right, so they got to give you the cash, finally.
Thank God.
Good to know.
Yeah, we can hear from U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg.
When an airline knows that all, instead of just a few, of the passengers on a canceled flight are likely to actually get their money back, it gives them a different set of reasons to put in the investment and the realistic scheduling that makes those cancellations less likely to happen to begin with.
I'm so sorry I fired the cut so quickly.
I can't start crying because I have green all over my face.
Do you have you have no idea. Do you watch the news?
I do.
Okay, how do you pronounce his last name?
Pete Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
What is it?
Boutet.
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
Is the way in which you would say it.
It's like bunches of times.
Sorry.
All right.
He ran for president.
Really?
Yes, he did.
When?
You may have missed that part.
When?
It was a couple of years ago. Yeah. I mean,
I never even heard it again.
He's in charge
of
the
Well, the good news is at least she's not as bad at pronouncing it as current president Joe Biden is.
Do we have that?
Thank you, Secretary Buttigieg.
That's when you don't know.
Well,
that was amazing.
Yeah. Pete Buttigieg.
Pete Buttigieg.
You know where he was the mayor before he was the Secretary of Transportation, Courtney?
Where?
South Bend.
Pete Buttigieg. All right. Anyway, jaywalking now legal in New York City. The politicians were pointing at the fact that they found that people of color were more likely to get ticketed than white people.
For jaywalking.
Okay. So we can hear from some New Yorkers talking about how they feel about the change.
Who cares? So what else is new? I jaywalked my whole life here. I lived here for 60 years and I jaywalked. Gotta be alert. You're in New York. Look alive.
You get a chance, you
go.
Take it.
If it's safe?
If it's safe, you go. Watch both ways because now we got these guys.
When was the last time you heard somebody say that? I'm happy they caught that jaywalker.
Right. I mean, isn't that every city? Like, people don't pay any. People don't wait for the crosswalk or whatever.
Well,
anywhere.
That's why they get hit by cars.
They don't do it in Boston.
Yeah. I don't.
You're at severe risk. It's going to happen to me. Like, I actually do walk across the street in the crosswalk, and the bike people pay zero respect to the lights. So the traffic is stopped.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting the 10-second countdown with the white pedestrian walk thing.
Yep.
And you get all the way across the...
Not very welcoming that's white.
All the way across
another
the
thing
crosswalk.
We have to compete with.
and I get right across, and some jackass on his bicycle is doing, you know, 12, 15 miles an hour, not stopping with the rest of the traffic. If you're on a bike, you're traffic.
Right.
My favorite one, Courtney, you know when you turn right over the bridge right by the cruise port to go to the pike right in front of the state police barracks?
Yes.
So there is a bike lane that I've been down many times, empty, and there is a bike light that they have. I have a green light. You turn, they start gyrating, throwing their hands in the air, screaming at me, and I'm looking straight ahead at their red bike light. There's no enforcement. Forget about the jaywalkers. Enforce the bikers that are menaces on the road we've designed for their convenience.
Yeah, I don't follow no rules when I'm on an e-bike.
You're the problem.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I am part of the problem.
You have to stop at the light like everybody else who's driving a vehicle. Like, your bike is a vehicle.
Yeah,
like
I know.
The pedestrian has the all-time right-of-way always. So,
but I'm like, you ain't catching me on a bike if I do have to kick the chase. I'm going down alleyways and everything.
Courtney, great job in the news this morning.
Thank you so much.
It is Halloween, and it is a Bruins Thursday. Mike Milbury will be on this show with us in 15 minutes at 9:00.